And Alan, I was wondering if you could reflect on some of that, whether history education should have a civic agenda in Northern Ireland and whether that shapes the way that history is taught, whether that's an asset to history teaching or whether that's something that detracts from young people having perhaps a more academic understanding of this history.
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't go as far on that as some of my colleagues. I'm thinking of Carmel Gallagher, who would see a very strong civic role, or she would see civic education as the dominant aspect of history education. I would stop well short of that. I'm a believer in the disciplinary process. I think there are things that history can do and things that history can't do. What I would argue for is history teachers who are prepared to link the past with the present. But allied to that, I think it's very, very important that there is a civic education program and that those two strands are connected. They may be the same teacher, they may be another teacher, but it's very important that their curriculum links between those two. But I do believe that there is a point that history can go and that it should then pass the baton from the study of the past into contemporary debate.
And perhaps you could articulate a bit more about where you see that line being drawn or where it should be drawn between history and historical thinking skills and civics and identity.
I don't think you can teach Irish history without engaging young people in interrogation of their own identity. So I would be a great believer in sort of metacognition, that you're asking young people not just to study the past, but to think about how their own backgrounds and the influences they've had on them might influence that past. I remember taking a young woman, a 2-1 history graduate from Queen's to Kilmainham. I used to take my students to Kilmainham, and I used to take them into the courtyard where the executions took place, and basically say to them, "Look, get off your academic pedestal. What's the raw feelings you have in this courtyard when you look up and see the tricolour, when you see those crosses, when you see," and then bringing them out from that and going to the pub and sitting and talking about the raw emotions. And that young woman wrote later that this trip made her recognize that throughout her study of academic history, she had been observing history through the lens of the Troubles, that inevitably what had been going on around her had influenced how she saw the past. I think that recognition in that young teacher, but also if we can get that recognition in young people, I think that will make their study of history not only more valuable, but also, I suspect, more interesting.